Oh my gosh. Look what she's wearing. It's so last season. Ew.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
Well, Madtown, get ready because she has over 23,000 followers on her Instagram. She is a professional beauty and fashion blogger, and she comes to our show each and every Tuesday to give us the best style tips around. Say hello to Miss Kelsey Christine at It's Me Kelsey 22. Hello, love. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you guys?
Yay! Ooh, we are good. Yeah. We are in studio.
That's right.
You're hanging in there, yeah.
Oh my gosh. We are. Mm-hmm. Well, we're really happy to have you, girl. We missed you last week, but we know you've been working really hard, putting very fabulous things together, and we are super excited because you have a very special guest on today.
Yes, I do. So I decided to bring my hairstylist, Amanda Kaiser, and I miss her because my hair is very grown out right now. But she's from Julia Gray Salon. So say hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Amanda. Woo, we are happy you are here today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am needing everything from you when things get back to normal. that's a common thing I hear.
Oh my gosh.
Sure. People don't realize what they're missing until they don't have access to it, you know?
No, it's true.
Crazy.
Yeah. Hey, so Kelsey, what's on the blog today?
So I am sharing over on my blog and YouTube channel, I'm sharing my hair wash day routine. So everything I use to wash my hair and style it when I just style it like straight. So I shared, you know, from start to finish, all the products I use and all of that. So that's over on there, and I thought it was fitting to bring Amanda on today because she's my hairstylist, and that's how I get these locks. So,
well, let's go back to that video that you put up, Ms. Kelsey, because I think it's absolutely adorable. Again, you are super creative. She put a video out of her taking a shower.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't see that one.
Yes, you did. But it was super. It's super cute. It's very well done. And I'm really in love with the blow dryer that you have. So we need to talk about that blow dryer.
The T3 blow dryer. I love it. It's the Cura hair dryer. It works really, really well. And my hair dries super fast. I don't know. Amanda, what are your thoughts on T3 products?
T3 hasn't reached out professionally to the professional industry for reviews. So that's one I really can't speak to because I see a lot of bloggers using them. They look pretty sleek. I just haven't looked into them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yep. I just thought the tools that you had looked really cute with the brushes that you had and all the fabulous products. Hence why you have great hair, thanks to Amanda.
I know.
Yeah.
So Amanda, can you give us some hair care tips while in quarantine? Because, I mean, the struggle is real. I haven't been able to see my lady either. And now they're talking about pushing it back even more. So what? Any tips?
Well, I just think during this time, it's a really great time for us, just like in life, how we're pausing a little bit right now, giving our hair a break from heat styling. You know, we're not going out and doing the things we normally do, so maybe you don't blow dry or curl and iron as much. Take this time to maybe get on a schedule with some deep reconditioning treatments once a week, just to get your hair, keep your hair in good shape. I'm all about people coming back with really healthy hair and helping my clients have that, so if you can come back out of this quarantine with really good, healthy hair, it makes my job a lot easier when it's time to color and cut it for you. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Love it on that.
Yeah.
Once again, we're talking to Amanda Kaiser from Julia Gray Salon, a fabulous guest with Kelsey Christine on Fashion on the Fly. All right. So I have to ask you, Amanda, because I had to take all my extensions out. So I use hotheads. I know all of us kind of use different kinds, but what would you say for the average lady like us who our extensions are coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's a sad day. I felt so horrible when I had to call my first client. She wears 22-inch hair extensions, and she is essential because she's healthcare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she has not been without extensions in, 6, 10 years.
Yes.
And so her solution was I put together a really neat video for any of my clients. Mine is a bead method where it's sewn on, so anybody that wears a method like that, I have a private video I can send out to show you how to remove them yourself at home.
Oh, nice.
And so she's just doing clip-ins for now. It's hard.
It is because you feel like you don't have any hair. I've been having extensions probably for 4 years now, and I just feel like I have nothing on my head.
Yeah. It adds so much to your look, and it does. Yeah. It just makes you feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, exactly. what about, I know you gave some other tips earlier, but is there anything else that people can use to take care of their hair at home? Like during this time?
The hair extensions or?
I guess both, like hair extensions and the hair in general.
Mm. Well, I think
like what mask did you, said hair mask. What mask would be a good
hair mask? Yeah. So if we actually on our website have an online store. And on that online store, we have Moroccan oil that you can order and it'll ship right to your house. And I really like their deep hydrating mask. It's a nice moisturizing one. Otherwise, on Wednesdays, we're doing curbside at our salon. And my favorite mask of all time is by Kuhn. It's a protein mask. It's a silk protein, so it's really light. And it leaves the hair, like, super repaired. It's great for any type of person that gets blonde put in their hair. Or does do a lot of heat styling, it's going to infuse some strength back into that hair.
Is that what you were using on me? Is that the stuff that I really like, or what?
No, the stuff that you really like is salon quality only. That's okay. So unfortunately, we can't put that into the hands of consumers because we could get in trouble for that, unfortunately.
Right.
But,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to look forward to that when I get back then.
I know. It'll be a treat.
Well,
My extensions are like 3 inches grown out, I think, right now. So I might have to have Connor cut them out soon, and I'll have to watch your video. So
yeah,
we'll get there, but I don't want to get there, but we'll get there.
I know, right? I don't want to. I want them to stay in. Well, Amanda, I'm looking at your Instagram page right now, and all I see, and this is very true each and every time that we see Kelsey Christine, that she just has these beautiful, long, luscious locks and full. So I see a lot of your ladies that you do. So you're doing an absolutely beautiful job with hair. What other hair care tips you would recommend us in quarantine? So, Kelsey, I saw a lot of great products in your video that you were using in the shower.
Yes, yeah. So I use, like, some blue and purple shampoos to tone my blondes in the shower, and a lot of hair masks and stuff like that to leave in. Like, I kind of leave them in for 5-10 minutes while doing everything else in the shower. And then afterwards, I use... Actually, something Amanda recommended was using a hair oil on the ends of my hair, on my natural hair, not my extension hair. That's been helping a ton on just, you know, keeping the strength or, like, adding to the strength and just trying to keep my hair as healthy as possible. And I've taken a lot of tips from Amanda, for sure, on hair care.
You know, I was going to say, too, the shine of your hair looks amazing. I mean, I'm looking at your blog right now, Kelsey, and your hair looks great.
She looks like a Barbie doll.
I know. She looks great. And
probably the extension hair, though, too. They're still left, so they're really nice looking.
I think another good tip, too. A lot of people don't know whether to put product on the hair and the extension, too. Hey, so... You know, I do have a question. Like, what is the salon doing, Amanda, while the stay in order is taking place?
So we're preparing. You know, personally, we've been having Zoom meetings weekly with our staff to just keep everybody motivated. And we're basically working on things that we haven't been able to do before. So I'm really excited. We got PayPal going. I've been trying to work on a payment plan for extensions for like a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
So I think we might have that figured out. But also, we are working on, as well as keeping up and learning new techniques and working on some of the business side, we're also coming up with our plan on how we're going to be able to safely reopen the salon and put measures into place that are going to keep it a safe place for people to come and visit because we're still, I mean, even though when we come back to work, we're still going to be facing, this is just a very spreadable virus. So we need to figure out what we can do to eliminate the ability of people getting it in our environment.
Yeah.
So Amanda, what do you see though, when you open your doors again, do you see things changing or do you see, you know, life will get back to normal again?
I think it will slowly get back to normal. I mean, by no means do I think that we're going to be able to, I think they're going to make us, to be honest with you, I wish they would have opened up the salon this month and just put a stipulation of 10 or less and wearing masks and that kind of stuff. But, you know, they made the decision they made, so we have to go with that. But that's kind of what I foresee, is I foresee everybody's going to be wanting to get in, but we definitely are going to have to still keep measures in place. You know, it's going to be hard for everyone.
Yeah, I read yesterday in Clickworthy Stories that salons across the country are asking their governors to please allow salons to open because, of course, you're getting hit super hard. But as far as the safety measures, you would be wearing masks, you know, you would be taking care of maybe one person at a time and so on. So I know that is really high. Right now, Miss Kelsey, for people to watch your fabulous video and to read your blog, we always have something that is very special to Madtown. All you have to do is text the word FLY, F-L-Y, to 3210931, and you can always see the fabulous looks that Miss Kelsey Christine brings to our show. And with that said, Kelsey, how can people get a hold of you?
Sure. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. I've been doing a lot of TikTok videos in quarantine. And I'm at It's Me Kelsey 22, and then my blog is KelseyChristine.com, as well as my YouTube, which is Kelsey Christine, which I have that video up. And then, Amanda, can you tell them where they can find you, too?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. It's Amanda.JuliaGraceSalon. And then there's more information about our salon on our website, www.JuliaGraceSalon.com.
Love it. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming on the show today to talk about fabulous hair. And again, Kelsey, to have your beautiful woman, Amanda Kaiser from Julia Grace Salon, to give us some helpful tips and so much more. Ladies, hopefully soon we can put our hair back in.
Oh, I hope so.
There you have it. It's Fashion on the Fly with Kelsey Christine right here on 93.1 Jams.